Welcome back to the Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete, and there's big news at our house. My daughter got a big girl bed, which means the bunk bed had to come out. And Dave, I want to tell you about the 4 hours of my life that took.
Haha, 4 hours? Pete, it's a bed. It's not a submarine.
That's what I said going in. My estimate was an hour, tops. I had a podcast queued up. I was whistling. 12 tools later, Dave. 12.
12 tools for one bed. Okay, we're going to need the whole story.
But first, this bed deserves a proper eulogy. We bought it brand new from IKEA 4 years ago when we moved into this house. One of the very first things we did. Empty room, a box the size of a canoe, one Allen wrench, and a much younger, much more optimistic me.
Day one furniture. That bed is the house.
And here's the thing about assembling a bunk bed in an empty room. It's easy. Nothing to move. Nothing to trip over. Past Pete had no idea what he was setting up for future Pete, because over 4 years, that room filled.
Haha, past Pete wrote a check, and future Pete paid it with interest.
4 years of faithful service. And in those 4 years, my daughter turned it into an art installation. 200 cat stickers, Dave. 200.
200 cat stickers.
Every rail, every slat, every rung of the ladder. And keep in mind, we have 3 actual cats. Apparently, that was not enough cat coverage for this household.
That's not a bed anymore, Pete. That's a shrine.
And the service record. This bed hosted several sleepovers over the years. Every single one of them failed.
Define a failed sleepover.
Giggling until 11. Flashlights under blankets. Big plans. And then, sometime around midnight, a small voice at the top of the stairs asking if they can call home. The bed did its best, Dave. The top bunk was the launch pad of 1,000 big plans that never made it to sunrise.
Ha ha, the top bunk writes checks that midnight cannot cash.
And the top bunk had permanent residence. 100 stuffed animals lived up there. 100.
100? Where did the actual kid sleep?
There was a carved-out spot in the middle, like sleeping in a very soft crowd. So, that's the bed. Day one of the house. 200 cat stickers, 100 stuffed animals, undefeated against sleepovers. And it all had to come out of the smallest room in the house. 12 tools, 4 hours, and one Allen wrench that would not stop disappearing. Right after this.
Do not go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. When you've just spent 4 hours taking apart a bunk bed with every tool you own, the last thing you want to do is cook dinner. Red Heat Tavern has great food, cold drinks, and chairs that somebody else already assembled. Red Heat Tavern, right here in Bedford, Massachusetts.
Okay, Pete, 4 hours, 12 tools. Walk me through the operation.
Phase one, the evacuation. 100 stuffed animals had to come off the top bunk. We formed a fire brigade line, passing them down one at a time, while my daughter ran triage, deciding which ones were, and I quote, load-bearing.
Load-bearing stuffed animals.
Some could go in a box. Some required visual contact with the bed at all times. There was a hierarchy up there I was not aware of. Phase two is where it all went sideways. Because here's the thing about her room. It's small. And it is full of furniture. And to take apart a bunk bed, you need to get at all 4 sides of it.
And you can't.
There is exactly 1 empty square of floor in that room. 1. So to reach the left rail, the dresser has to move into the empty square. Now the empty square is where the dresser was. To reach the back of the bed, the bookcase moves into that square. 45 minutes in, I had a realization. I wasn't doing carpentry, Dave. I was playing one of those sliding number puzzles. Room-sized. And every tile weighs 80 pounds.
Haha, a 15 puzzle that you are physically inside of.
And my son pokes his head in. You know, the Rubik's Cube guy. Surveys the room and goes, Dad, you've created a bottleneck. You need to solve the corners first. And leaves.
Haha, the R&D division. Consulting fees apply.
And now, Dave, we need to talk about the villain of this story, the Allen wrench.
The one tool an IKEA bed actually respects.
This bed went together with one Allen wrench. It should come apart with one Allen wrench, if you can keep track of it. I set it down to move the dresser. Gone. Found it under a stuffed animal. Set it down to move the bookcase. Gone again. 11 times, Dave. That wrench went missing 11 separate times. The mess ate it. The room was actively hiding it from me.
So when you say 12 tools...
Honestly, maybe 5 of them touched the bed. The rest were search parties. The flashlight was for finding the Allen wrench. The yardstick was for sweeping under the dresser for the Allen wrench. At one point, I was using a second Allen wrench to look for the first Allen wrench.
Tools searching for tools. It's a rescue mission.
And then, Dave, the bed finally starts to move, and underneath it, an archaeological dig. I'm not kidding. There were layers, strata. You could date them.
What did you find down there?
Food wrappers from snacks we don't even buy anymore. Socks, all singles, the long-lost mates of socks I gave up on years ago. And books from 2022, Dave. Bookmarks still in them. That's the year we built the bed. Those books have been under there since the beginning.
2022. You hit bedrock, Pete. That's the full geological record of the bed's entire administration.
And Z2 supervised the whole excavation. Wandered in, sniffed the newly exposed floor like a building inspector, and walked out without approving anything.
Permit denied.
4 hours in, the last bolt lets go. We carry it out piece by piece. And Dave, when that bed was gone, the room looked enormous. And then it kind of hits you. That was the little kid bed. And it's gone.
Yeah, that's the part nobody warns you about.
But here's my favorite part of this whole story. The new bed? The big girl bed? Free. A hand-me-down from another family in town. They're downsizing because their kids grew up.
Wait, the new bed was free?
Free, Dave. And that's when I finally understood how beds work in this town. We paid for the bunk bed. Brand new. Rookie move. Because there's a conveyor belt. Beds just circulate from family to family, tracking the ages of the kids. You don't buy a bed here. You wait your turn.
It's a relay race, and the baton is a bed.
And the new bed has a feature. It's a single bed with a trundle underneath. A bonus guest bed, Dave, which will never, not once, be pulled out.
Why not?
Because the room is small and the mess is undefeated. That trundle would have to roll out into space that does not exist. So we have replaced a bed whose top bunk hosted failed sleepovers with a bed whose guest bed physically cannot be deployed.
Haha, sleepovers canceled at the hardware level. You've future-proofed the midnight phone call.
And the bed itself? Pristine. Virgin sticker territory. Not one cat sticker on it. It is exactly one era old.
How long do you give it?
There's already a fresh sheet of cat stickers on the dresser, Dave. I give it a week. The Empire always gets rebuilt. One cat sticker at a time.
Okay, so the old bed's out, the new bed's in. How did the big girl bed actually land with the big girl?
This is the best part of the whole story, Dave. We set it up as a surprise. My wife took her out for the afternoon, and while they were gone, I assembled the new bed.
Solo assembly? After what the bunk bed just did to you?
One Allen wrench. And this time, it did not leave my hand, Dave. Not once. I moved furniture holding it. Lessons were learned.
Haha, redemption arc.
And then she comes home, walks into her room, and there it is, the big girl bed. Made up, pillows on, ready. And Dave, the reaction, the gasp, lit up like Christmas morning. There was jumping. There may have been a victory lap.
The big reveal. Best moment on the whole dad calendar. Okay, and the 100 stuffed animals? Where does the delegation land?
A chosen few made the move to the new bed, the elite squad. The rest are in a box that we have all agreed not to discuss. The era ends, but the staff stays on.
Haha, nobody gets fired. They just get reassigned.
And somewhere in this town, Dave, there's a family whose kid just climbed out of a crib, and they're about to get a call about a free bunk bed. That's how we join the conveyor. 200 cat stickers, a legend of failed sleepovers, full documentation of the previous administration.
And in a few years, they'll spend 4 hours taking it apart and lose the Allen wrench 11 times and find their own books from 2025 under there.
The kids grow, the beds roll on. And honestly, Dave, standing in that suddenly giant room, watching her set up the elite squad on the new bed, sticker sheet standing by, that's the stuff.
The beds roll on. That's the deal.
Until next time, I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And this is The Dad Show.